Ken Crewley, political analyst with Politics and Stuff, joining us on the WBEN, Troker College Lifeline. Looking at a possible shakeup in the mayor's race in Buffalo, you yourself are calling it part two in your blog today, Ken. We are 4 months away from the election. And Mickey Kearns was on with David Bellavia yesterday, saying his phone's been ringing off the hook, full of text messages ever since Chris Scanlon dropped out, asking him to run. How could this happen?
Well, first they're going to have to get rid of a candidate who says he's running all the way and has been activity has been supported by the county chairman and the Republican city chairman. The only way you can get a candidate off the ballot at this point is death, moving out of state, or running for another office. So the most likely thing, if they do want to get rid of Gardner on the Republican and conservative tickets, would be to nominate him for a state Supreme Court seat in an area where Republicans have no chance of winning, which would be like Brooklyn or the Bronx or something like that. And if Gardner was willing and able to do that, then they could substitute Kearns, but it's a little bit of a complicated process.
The last time I remember this being talked about was with Chris Collins after he had been charged with insider trading, and there was all this talk about him potentially moving, running for something in downstate or some judge position that he wouldn't get, somewhat similar to what you said. At the end of the day, though, it never really seemed to materialize. It never happened. I mean, the odds of something like this happening would seem pretty slim. What would you put it at?
I tend to agree with you, Brian, because the party leaders, at least the last stuff I've heard, as I just mentioned, are supporting keeping Gardner on the ticket. And Gardner himself has said that he's running all the way. So things can change quickly in politics, but there's a pretty big obstacle there.
If it did happen, how would it change the race? How seismic would it be?
I don't know that it would be seismic, frankly. I look at the past election results that Mickey Kearns has been in. When he ran for re-election as county clerk in 2022, he carried the county, of course, and was elected. But in the city of Buffalo, he lost to Melissa Hartman by a 70% to 30% margin. In 2018, Kearns lost to Angela Marinucci by a 74 to 26% margin. So in the city of Buffalo, he's not turning out good results. And I think that that would be some problem as to how they would change those things. The other part of it is that, of course, there was a scandal involving a deputy clerk who worked for Kearns in the clerk's office, and the person went to jail, there would be an issue there about the management of his office. So whether that all can be worked out in terms of a campaign, I don't know, but past election results really don't show that he's particularly popular in the city of Buffalo.
That's interesting to note. I'm wondering how far back do people's memories go? Mickey Kearns could run and say, hey, look, I was a Democrat, for many, many years. And now I'm running as a Republican, but I'm still, I can work with both sides of the aisle. And that was, his thing when he was a member of the state assembly that he was kind of known for. But, now I'm reaching back. That's about a decade ago now. How long do people's memories stick with things like that? I mean, could he run a campaign like that in the city of Buffalo?
Well, he could. He certainly could. But the people's memories might be short about these things. But the real obstacle, I think, is the practical thing. If I were sitting in the Republican chairman's chair, I'd be looking at past results, and they're not that good. He is a registered Democrat and has run trying to promote the idea of Democrat running as a Republican. And it did get him elected to the clerk's office. There's no doubt about that because of the countywide race. But in the city of Buffalo, not so much.
I mean, who would he appeal to, do you think, in the city?
Well, I'm sure he'd be playing up his South Buffalo base. He did run for mayor against Mayor Brown in 2009. He actually did very, very well in the South District, but the mayor defeated him pretty handily citywide. It was actually a very large turnout. Where it goes beyond that, I don't really know. Because that's where his roots are. He is a countywide office holder. He's got a public presence because of things like the DMV and other things that are under his charge. So he has some voter recognition, and that would help him. But as far as a base in the city of Buffalo, I'm not sure where it extends beyond the South District.
Well, now that the dust has settled, so to speak, we know the results of the primary. Chris Scanlon drops out of the race. What from the results that we saw and in the individual districts and the numbers would have kind of pointed to that being the right decision or maybe an expected decision from Chris Scanlon?
Well, when you look at the results out of the 9 council districts, he lost 6 of them to Ryan, some by fairly large numbers of votes. His base of support in the primary was, South Buffalo, where he did very well. But the only other 2 council districts that he carried were Fillmore and Lovejoy. He carried those by a relatively small amount of votes, and the turnout there was very low. So his base is solid in South Buffalo, but not so much beyond that. And I think that the reality that they probably looked at was that he is going to have an uphill climb as an independent candidate because citywide, Ryan did much better carrying 6 of the 9 districts.
And, you know, as Sean Ryan now is focused on November, what about his Senate seat? What are you hearing?
Well, there's various names out there. There's 3 members of the assembly that all overlap the Senate district, John Rivera, Bill Conrad, and Karen McMahon. So they all have seemed to have some interest in it. There's also the possibility that the Democratic County Chairman Jeremy Zellner might get into the race. But that's something that'll really not get any hard focus until after November and everything is certain. But those are the names that are out there right now.
Well, Ken, always appreciate the insight. Thanks for joining us this morning. Ken Crooley, Politics and Stuff, political analyst, joining us live on WBEN.